Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Today on the LA Report, it's about to get tougher to find a place to park an RV overnight on LA streets. The LA City Council made sure of that today. The city of Los Angeles is taking steps to help the 99 cents only store workers who will be out of a job when the discount chain completes its shutdown plan. And LA County needs preschool teachers. It really wants you if you have a child in Head Start. It's Friday, April 12th. I'm Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Finding a place to park an RV overnight in Los Angeles got tougher today. LAist reporter McKenna Sievertson says the LA City Council passed more RV parking restrictions.
Restrictions apply to 30 streets across the city, including in Porter Ranch, Van Nuys, and Arlington Heights. RVs that are over a certain size will be banned from parking in those areas from 2 a.m. through 6 a.m. The new rules will likely impact the people living in RVs, which has skyrocketed in recent years. And on Thursday, more than 35 people and at least 10 RVs were cleared in an inside safe operation in Wilmington. Councilmember Tim McOsker said in a statement it was one of the largest RV encampments in his 15th district. I'm McKenna Sievertson.
Court documents say Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani's now fired interpreter laid down about 25 bets a day with illegal bookmakers over a two-year stretch. So says an IRS investigator who's working on the federal bank fraud case against Ipe Mizuhara. He says the 39-year-old interpreter ended up almost $41 million in the hole by January this year. Weeks later, the LA Times broke the story about Mizuhara's gambling and how he siphoned off millions from Ohtani's bank account to pay his debts. Mizuhara today turned himself in to federal authorities in Los Angeles. A judge set his arraignment on bank fraud charges for May 9th, then released him on a $25,000 bond. If he's convicted, Mizuhara faces up to 30 years in prison. Help is on the way for laid-off 99 cents only store workers as they search for new jobs. LA Mayor Karen Bass is offering city assistance now that the discount chain has announced it's closing all of its 371 stores. Details from LA's correspondent Leslie Berestein-Rojas.
With more than 30 locations in LA, the 99 cents only stores have provided not only cheap groceries for Angelenos, but also jobs. Mayor Bass announced that the city's Economic and Workforce Development Department has activated rapid response teams to help the workers losing their jobs navigate the unemployment process. 99 cents only workers can join daily Zoom presentations in English and Spanish to learn about how to sign up for benefits, available health care options, job training, and other services. City staff will also be sharing resources and information with employees at the closing stores. For LAist 89.3, I'm Leslie Berestein-Rojas.
The LA City Council has voted to provide another $600,000 to help families forced out of their homes by that botched LAPD fireworks explosion in South Los Angeles back in 2021. Nearly a dozen families are still living in hotels almost 3 years later, as some of them wait for settlements. The City Controller's Office said the explosion has cost Los Angeles more than $9 million. Coming up, California reaction to the Arizona Supreme Court decision that reinstates a Civil War-era abortion ban in that state. And we have the latest on the webcam Eagles, Jackie and Shadow.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at NortonSimon.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
This is the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. This week, the Arizona Supreme Court ruled that a state law from 1864 that bans nearly all abortions can take effect. Now, doctors and clinics in California, where abortion is legal, say they expect Arizona patients to come here for medical care they can't get there. Sue Dunlap is the president of Planned Parenthood LA.
Arizonans will come here because you can just get on the 10. We have multiple teaching hospitals. We're a friendly environment. We have a very dense population. We have multiple airports. We have to be ready for these moments.
The Guttmacher Institute, the research group that supports abortion rights, says out-of-state patients accounted for 9% of abortions nationally in 2020. Last year, that went up to 16%. LA County is starting up an apprentice program for Angelenos who want to be preschool teachers. There aren't enough right now. Luis Batista with the LA County Office of Education says they especially want parents to be preschool teachers.
We are a prime group that is already interested in their own children's development, right? To support them in thinking about, you know, could this be a viable career?
This year, more than 60 parents will complete the preschool teacher apprentice program. Well, you know, we've been following the saga of Jackie and Shadow, the big bear bald eagles you can watch on a live stream webcam. Jackie laid 3 eggs this winter, but they didn't hatch. Last night, she covered them in fluff and flew off. As the sun rose this morning over Big Bear Lake, those eggs were no longer in view, perhaps taken by ravens, which has happened before. This was the second year in a row that Jackie's eggs did not hatch. There is a chance she might find a new mate, but for now, Jackie appears devoted to Shadow. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Be sure to listen this weekend when Julia Paskin brings you the LA Report. The LA Report is produced by Libby Rainey and Tiffany Ujiye. Megan Garvey is the executive editor. Catherine Mailhouse, our director of content development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. We have more about today's stories at LAist.com. You can also listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. You know, listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at LAist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.